welcome to another edition of the Destination Polaris podcast. Alexa, how are you today?
I'm feeling just fine.
Just feeling just fine?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just even keel. Yeah.
Alexa's like, I got all these shoots coming up. I got all these planning I'm going to do. I've got like, I'm feeling a little stressed. Like I'm going here. I'm going there.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'm a little stressed. Okay.
She's sitting across from me, so I can feel it from her. But this is going to be a chill episode because, well, I should say chill, but also maybe in a loud way, because we are going to have Rockford Fosgate on today. And Rockford has been a huge part of the show the last couple of years.
We're rocking out.
And so we've got Dan Hunter, who's the new product development guy over at Rockford. Dan, how are you?
Good. How are you guys today?
Well, even keel.
I think
stoked to have you on. Dan, where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Tempe, Arizona, our headquarters.
Right on.
How long has Rockford been in Tempe or Arizona?
41, I think, this year. 41 years.
41 years. Gosh, I mean, I remember even just, you know, having a car in high school and you're like, oh, you got to get Rockford Fosgates in your car. You got to get some 6x9s in your car or something like that.
Exactly why I'm sitting here.
Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
No way.
I got the car audio bug in like 1990. And it was always my hope to make it to this level to work at Rockford. And here I am.
I got to go out to Rockford last year for the first time when we did our Project X build. And it's awesome. I mean, it's like everyone knows of Rockford. They've all heard of the name. But until you get to spend time with the people that work there at headquarters,
sure,
and see the things they do,
yeah,
then you get a whole, you know, well, massive education, but, you know, kind of a better understanding of like what the process is from what they start with to where they end up with.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, yeah, when they're on their home turf and you get to see the whole operation. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So Dan, you've been there 19 years now. They have a cool thing at Rockford. You get your name on the wall. If you've been there 20 years, they call it 20 to life.
I think so, it's 25 to life.
Oh, it was 25.
I might have six years to go.
Carrot's still out there then. Sorry, Dan.
Carrot's out there.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll make it. If they haven't got rid of you by now, they'll probably keep you around for six more years.
So.
You're in charge of new product development. Dan, what does that mean when you're the guy with that title?
So there's several of us in our group, and we split things up. And my current role is I'm in charge of aftermarket side-by-side audio. So this is a relatively newer thing. In the past, we did a little bit of everything. But as of late, we've all kind of focused on different business strategies for the different markets that are out there. So we have an OEM solution, we have Harley-Davidson aftermarket, and then myself.
On the off-road side.
The off-road side, yeah.
Dan, you and I have spent a little time together doing some Project X work. Rockford's been involved in many of our Project X builds, which is, I love, because you can't have a vehicle that doesn't have sound in
it. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like one of the biggest game changers on any build, but yeah, on the Project X shows.
Right.
Rockford shows up.
But it's still sort of relatively new for you guys, Dan?
Yeah, I think we started side-by-side audio in 2015, so 6 years, coming up on seven.
For a company that's been around four decades, that's I'd say it's still
right.
Kind
a lot of our products were making their way into that market. There just was no specific solution, so it forced the dealers and the consumers to make our products fit their vehicles.
So we have all sorts of questions for you about audio, and I'm sure people do when they get a machine and they're staring at the machine and they want to put tunes, music in their machine, and they're like, what do I do?
Now,
how do I do this?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. What are some of the questions, Dan, that you get, and how do you kind of guide people into that world?
Well, when we started this, I think it's back in 2015 for the kit solutions. So we basically packaged together all the items that were required in different levels, depending on your budget, for different platforms. And I think probably the biggest question is now, if we don't have a solution for their platform, when are we going to have it? And if we do have a solution, which one would I recommend? And it really comes down to how much money they want to spend and what kind of performance they're looking for. Of course, everybody would like our stage six at this point, being that it's the most expensive and the best sounding one we have. But it's, we've created a solution for the consumer where they're just like, I need a stage four or five, and they ask for it like that, instead of trying to pick which speakers, which subs, which amps. We've taken all that guesswork away from them.
Walk me through the stage kits a little bit for someone who might be totally familiar with what you're talking about, because it's, I get the idea that you are saying like, hey, you can sort of introductory get in, we can get you a little bit all the way up to the high end stuff.
Easy enough. We started a stage one, and that's basically two speakers and all the mounting hardware and our PMX1 radio. And then you go to a stage two, which adds two more speakers. So you have four speakers, and a stage three gets you into a subwoofer and an amplifier. And then stage four gets you into four speakers, a sub, and an amp. Stage five takes you to a 1500 watt amp. And then stage six takes you to a 1500 watt amp and our 8-inch cans. If you haven't seen those yet, they're a sight to hear, if that makes sense.
Those are the ones that mount on the back of your cage.
Yeah,
they are. We just launched a new version of them that are lighted in the front and the back. So they're pretty easy to spot.
So cool. I mean, so loud in many ways, visually and
Yes. There's a saying down they have in the South. I think it goes something like, hear us coming and see us going.
I think those.
I know. As we think of this, all I can think of is the Project X we did down in Texas. And like, we had so many Rockford boxes. It was taller than me. Like, we stacked them up and they were higher than me. And then when we put all the speakers and all the equipment in this machine, it was just, I mean, unreal, actually.
Yeah, it's an exciting moment when you turn it on for the first time.
For sure. So long as it, you know, starts to rattle. If nothing happens.
Yes. That's what we shoot for. Yep.
So you guys got all the stage kits for people to choose from. And you, like you were saying, it takes the guesswork out of stuff. How do I know which sort of, and obviously money is involved in some of it, but what stage kit might work best for my needs?
Again, it really depends. Once you get to stage four, it becomes about, it's more about how much more performance do you want. The stage four is sufficient for a lot of people, but if you're looking for the best that we offer, a five or a six is really where you want to be targeting, which utilizes our M2 speakers and our M5 1500 watt amp and PMX3's backup camera capability. So it's just, how many features are you looking for? And I often recommend when someone's looking, if they're on the fence between a four or a five or a five or a six, to probably make the jump to the next one. So you're not trying to retrofit things after the fact. We really prefer to open the machine up once and not keep going back in.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, it would be hard not just to get the biggest and baddest.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yes. The option's there.
Like, I'm already there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Just, so close.
Yes. Yeah. Stop tiptoeing at this point in time. Just go all in. No
doubt.
It's kind
of like building a house. You know, you don't want to put a bathroom in after the fact.
You're right.
I understand. Makes sense. Now, Polaris just launched their 2022 lineup. Dan, how closely do you guys work with Polaris when it comes to sort of creating these audio systems?
For the OEM versions, which is another group in my company, they work very closely with them. As you may know, we are the Razer Pro XP factory audio system. And I think we are from the premium through the highest version. And most recently, we launched an LE version or limited edition version, which is the Rockford Fosgate high output system. So take the basic system from last year and put it on steroids, and that's the new system.
Awesome. So there's sort of two options for people here. If you've got a machine already, or you bought a machine that doesn't come with an audio system, then you can go with Rockford, or you're working directly with Polaris and making machines that come with Rockford in them already.
Yeah, correct. That is exactly what we do.
And you got not just for the Razer, but I think for the General as well. Is that correct?
Yep. We do Razer Pro XP and we do General and Slingshot.
Cool. I love the General.
Is the General new for you guys? Is that a new?
2 years ago.
Okay.
2.5 years ago, yeah.
Right.
The General just keeps getting cooler.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, so thank you for that. Thanks for contributing.
Thank you.
Right on. Well, what events are you going to be at? Are you going to be out there anywhere this year?
Yeah, I think next on the list is Sands Sports Super Show. Yep, Sands Sports Super Show coming up. And then we have SEMA or Camp Razer. And then SEMA. And then I think there's another one coming in December. The Mint 400 will be there, that as well.
Cool.
Nice. Nice. Those are all out west, obviously. But the Sandsport Super Show is one of the biggest shows in the country. And if you get a chance to go to that, that's a fantastic thing to do because just so many vendors are there and you get some time to ask them a lot of questions. And then of course, out of Camp Razer, same sort of thing, tons of vendors, ask them questions, look at the product, listen to the product, crank the product up.
Yeah. Do you wear earplugs then at those shows or do you just,
I never wear earplugs.
Oh yeah. You're sound guy, you know, from early on. Never
probably
mind.
Should to preserve my hearing, but I do not.
I always love this when you go to shows, they kind of try to put the audio people away from everybody.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. They never put them like sort of right in the middle that are surrounded by a bunch. It's like, we're going to put you way over here or we're going to put you way over here. Cause it's just.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, our first two Sandsport Super Shows, we were inside the hangar and we were not well liked by the end
he
of the
makes
show.
Men
now see the hangar is a cool place to be in because it I mean it's a hangar because it's got a taller ceiling because some of the other halls that they use over there are lower ceilings like almost like a traditional office in a way, maybe a little bit taller, but the hangar is so big and you know with the tall ceilings and the air blowing through there and stuff like that, that's actually a desirable spot, Dan, to be
for
in
us, not for everybody else in there at the same time.
Yeah, I'd rather hang out in an airplane hangar than an office.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Any day of the week. Do you see like different styles like for different regions? Like
Very much so. Primarily our products are focused toward the west, you know, the dunes, the trails in this area, and not so much the mud and the wet. And we are targeting some new products coming futuristically that are more geared toward Midwest and East Coast styles of riding.
Okay. Got it. Can you let us in on any seekers? Or?
No. I would love to if they were a little closer.
Bringing people onto the show and then telling us nothing.
Yeah. We need to start a new podcast where we bring people in and we make them tell us secrets.
It's called Destination Players. Here's the scoop.
The inside
You might
scoop.
Have to bring them on site so you can tape them down or something.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Here is the scoop. Oh, man. Well, we'll have to. Well, if people were to want to know when, Dan, that might stuff be.
We have stuff launching about every 4 to 6 months. So I think our next launch, we're releasing a few items at Sandsport Super Show, which I'd love to tell you about, but I cannot. I don't want to mess up the launch. But I think two different products will be launching at Sandsport Super Show.
Will our Project X build be at the Sand Sports Show?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I think it will get a lot of attention.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Last episode, we were just talking about how those machines are often displayed and shown off.
Yes.
Around the country.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yes,
and so
we take them around. Actually, your Project X build just came back from Sturgis Motorcycle Rally.
Oh, sweet. Love that.
Very cool.
Yes.
Yep. Very cool.
It was well received.
Did anybody jump out of the vehicle as fast as I did, Dan, when we turned it up?
I can guarantee you, I was not present for that show, but I can guarantee you more than one person jumped out.
Oh my God.
It was so loud. That's rad that it's going to be at the Sand Show, because mm-hmm. To be able to, so if I get my numbers correct, if I remember, you know, you're upwards of almost 60 speakers. I think it was 58, something like that, yeah. on that bill. Yeah. You're talking about 10,000 watts
my God.
Of power. Yes. You had 4, 6, 8 amps. I can't remember exactly. And just that whole custom box built on the back of that vehicle. Mm-hmm. And it is, you sit in it and you're like, okay, cool. And then all of a sudden it just goes.
Oh my God.
And it literally just almost throws you out of the vehicle.
Right. Right. It's not even like your ears. It's your whole body is like, there's so much energy that you're like, ah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite an impressive vehicle. We started a sound lab project probably 8 years ago now, maybe nine years ago. And those sound labs traveled the country just giving the experience of Rockford. And essentially you got inside, you listened for 30 to 45 seconds. If you couldn't take it, you could hit the tap out button. This does not have a tap out button, but it is, is really the off-road version of our sound lab.
That's cool.
The amount of work that went into that build, Dan, was awesome. I mean, like your yeah. crew and guys, there's a whole facility in the back of Rockford that their job is just to sort of tinker, create, make, build, try out, do all sorts of stuff back there. And they spent months sort of conceptualizing and constructing and building the box that went into the back of that Ranger. And then, I mean, they have speakers underneath the vehicle, inside
oh
the vehicle,
gosh.
The box. It's just, even just to walk around it and look at it.
It's just impressive.
Is yes.
It's very impressive. You brought up one of the cool features is we did mount, I believe, 8 of our 8-inch horns underneath the chassis. So they're firing toward the ground. And it is quite possibly one of the loudest external vehicles we've ever built, just because of the design of the system. So if you happen to get to SandSport Super Show, for the listeners, I highly recommend you walk over and check it out.
It warms my heart that vehicle is going to be there. But it's cool. They do. I mean, like Rugged will be there with all their builds. And then I'm yep. sure there'll be a few other companies that have had their builds over the years cool. that are out there. And so it's just cool. I think 1 year I was at the Sand Show and I walked around and counted 6 Project X builds. Now, mind you, there's over 100 builds there. Each
sure.
vendor
right,
has their
right.
own build, you know, sort of to draw people into their booth. But it's just cool to walk around and see that. So it's awesome to know that you guys will be there. Guys, how big is your setup display there?
I think we are across from the hangar next to the building in the center. I don't really know the name of it, in that grassy area. So I think we're 70 or 80 by 50, maybe a little bit bigger than that.
Pretty good size.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good size. It's easy to spot us right when you come past the concession stand on the left.
Oh, by the way, they cook some awesome food there.
They do. They do. You're getting excited for SandSport right now.
Yeah,
man, I am too. I am too. We just our last podcast episode talking about all the cool places we're going to go this year, and you know, being Camp Razor and the Sand Show is coming up, and really the event season is kicks off with the Sand Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I'm excited as well.
That's awesome.
That's so awesome. What else is Rockford got going on, Dan, that you can sort of share us
probably,
with?
I probably should touch on. We launched new Razor kits in June, which incorporates our new M0, M1, and M2 drivers that are lighted with our color optics system. We launched new moto cans and full-size cans that are also lighted, which I mentioned earlier. And
talk
they
about
now
those cans
our...
a little bit. I want to hear more about those because that's sort of, you know, most of the speakers are inside the vehicle and you can't see them, but those cans are on the back of the, and it's just sort of, like you said, really, if you sending that sound out of the vehicle.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, side by sides are quite loud when you're moving, so the cans performing the way they do is helpful when you're riding to hear your music. It doesn't require you to push them to their limit, which of course you can, but it simplifies the installation quite a bit with the roll cage back there. As you know, there's not a lot of good mounting places for boxes and speakers, and so the can really simplifies the installation for the dealers and the consumers to get them up there. And they're fully flexible. They rotate and on two different axes. And so if you have a storage box or something, it allows you to mount them in many different areas.
That is very cool. Just sounds loud. And when you were talking about that Project X build, I was like just thinking about all the wires that it probably took. Like, yeah. So anything simplified is helpful for sure.
I can't.
The Project X build is far from simple. So.
I think they were something along the lines of 4 months. You know,
I think you're spot on with that number. It's probably a 4 month build from start to finish.
Months. Now it took them a couple of months to sort of develop the idea.
Yeah.
And I don't mean every day for 8 hours. Or
whatever, yeah.
But certainly sort of over the course of a few weeks of sort of how are we going to do this? How are we going to make this happen? Doing drawings and CAD designs and working things out, and how do we fit all this into this thing? And it took them, and you guys have so many different options between 8 inches and 10 inch speakers and all this kind
right,
of stuff.
How do you decide
which ones fit the best? How do you, and so it was this whole layered system that went into that idea. And then once they settled on that, then I guess their fingers got hurt for hours wiring the damn thing together.
Yes. Hours, days, and months. Yes.
Oh my man. Gosh, they did a fantastic job, and it was cool. And so I appreciated it, and I hope the people who get to see that machine out in public get that same sort of feeling. I mean, I know they will. If they get in it,
right.
I'm sure they will.
Physically, they'll literally get the feeling, yes. whether they want
yes.
to or not.
Correct.
Right on. Well, I'm stoked for you. That sounds super fun, and it's just nice to have events back and be excited and looking forward to it, and getting all the people, getting the band back together. You know what I mean?
It is exciting to get back out there and start seeing everybody again.
Sweet.
Very nice. Well, Dan, thanks for joining us today and filling us in on all things Rockford. It is always a pleasure to spend time with you guys. It's
such a fun brand.
It is great to be partnering with you guys and associated and have you and Wayne and some of the other guys come out and be a part of our builds and talk about your audio systems, because you're always bringing something new to the table. I feel like every time we come out to a build, and just different, because we give you guys sort of the platform and say, hey, this is what we're doing. And then you guys work with the builders and come up with an idea, and how many, like Alexa was mentioning about the Resurrection Industries build boxes, rooftop of speakers there, and just something different. And then it's just cool to see all those things come to life.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on today. It was enjoyable.
Yeah, no doubt. We're all looking forward to next time we see you in person.
Okay, well, I'll see you in a few weeks at Sandsport, I suspect.
Sounds good, Dan. Take care.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Destination Polaris podcast. We're going to have another episode here in a couple of weeks. But until then, be sure to check us out on all of your favorite social media outlets at Destination Polaris. And we will see you next time.